From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian authorities have given the go-ahead to hold a march in Moscow Sunday in memory of slain opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was to have led an anti-war and anti-Putin rally in Moscow. Instead, as many as 50,000 people are expected to come out to pay tribute to the man that U.S. President Barack Obama called a tireless advocate for the rights of the Russian people. Mikhail Kazyanov is a former Russian prime minister who worked with Nemtsov.
We live in an environment right now when the society is split quite heavily in support of current regime and opposite. And therefore, we feel and we see more and more extreme expressions against liberal Democrats, against us.
Police are hunting for the gunman who shot Nemtsov four times from a car while he and a female companion crossed a bridge over the Moscow River Friday night, just steps from the Kremlin. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting looks like a contract killing, and he called it a provocation. The Kremlin says that Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation into Nemtsov's murder. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that Russian-backed separatists continued shelling locations in Ukraine, violating last month's ceasefire. Mr. Poroshenko made the accusation in a telephone call with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. He said that shells were fired near the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk and the city of Mariupol, which is still under Ukrainian government control but is under threat. The Minsk ceasefire demands that both sides not only stop the shelling, but pull back heavy weapons to a safe zone. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he respects President Barack Obama and believes in strong ties with the United States, but that Israel's security is his top obligation. Mr. Netanyahu made a rare pilgrimage to pray at the Western Wall, Jerusalem's holiest site, before his controversial visit to Washington this coming week. The Israeli Prime Minister will address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Tuesday at the invitation of Republican House Speaker John Boehner. He will likely speak out against a nuclear deal with Iran. The United States and its P5+1 partners are looking to reach a deal with Iran to keep it from building a nuclear weapon. Tehran insists it has no plans to build atomic weapons. It says its nuclear program is strictly for peaceful civilian purposes. An Egyptian court has ruled that the Palestinian organization Hamas is a terrorist group. As Edward Uranian reports, the court said Hamas has carried out terror attacks in the Sinai Peninsula and other areas.
The decision by the Court of Urgent Matters declaring Hamas a terrorist organization was a fresh blow to the already isolated Islamist group. Presiding Judge Mohammed Al-Sayed insisted that Hamas was actively working to harm Egyptian security. It has been proven without any doubt, he said, that the movement has committed acts of sabotage, assassinations, and the killings of innocent civilians and members of the armed forces and police in Egypt. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri denied the charges, claiming that Egypt had stained its reputation by targeting the Palestinian people and what he called the resistance. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura arrived in Damascus Saturday for talks aimed at ending the fighting in the embattled Syrian countryside. The UN diplomat has hopes to persuade both sides in the conflict to stop fighting in the northern city of Aleppo through a series of locally negotiated truces that would allow in humanitarian aid. He said that's part of a very complicated but very important effort to make progress in Syria. And U.S. President Barack Obama says he is committed to middle-class economics and to ensuring that all hard-working Americans get the secure and dignified retirement they deserve. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said most financial advisors are good at prioritizing their clients' future, but there are some who direct clients toward bad investments in return for backdoor payments, kickbacks, and hidden fees. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.